The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, and we are at the first wide line on daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. So yesterday, the last part of the daf, we discussed a very surprising halacha. A Mishnah from all places in Masechtas Peah. The Mishnah said, if somebody is distributing his possessions to his sons, the his wife was there, and he gives his wife a little bit of karka. She accepts it, says the Mishnah, she loses her rights to the ksuba. Rabbi Yossi argues, regardless, the Gemara, the whole discussion, the obvious question, does it make sense that because the woman received a little bit of karka, she should now lose her rights to the rest of her ksuba? So if her ksuba was worth $100,000 and she received a $1,000 gift, does it make sense that she was moichel on the $99,000? So the Gemara brought up shat from Rav, the Gemara brought up shat from Shmuel, the Gemara brought up shat from Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, but at the very end of the daf, the Gemara had a fourth pshat, which it liked the best, and that was Rav Nachman's pshat, which was kivan sha'asa shutaf bein abonim of the ksubasa, that the woman is so excited to be able to tell people that her husband loves her so much that when he was distributing his possessions, he had her in mind. He made her a shutif together with the sons. And she's so excited about that, that it's tmuras, that hana that she gets, she somehow meichel any rights that she has to the rest of his nechassin. So any ling that she had because of her ksuba, she's no longer going to have, regardless. It's a very surprising halacha. The Gemara concluded this with the ibaya that has been the theme of the last yudafin. Is this halacha exclusive to a shchiv merah that's distributing his possessions? Bebari heich. What if he was a bari? What if he was a healthy person with a very good long-term life expectancy? Would you still have that same halacha? The Gemara said, teku. But either way, we begin today's daf on that very note. The Gemara is going to bring three stories, all of which are going to qualify on some level this very mechudesh tega halacha. Ahud amalu, there was a man that said, palgul abras, I want half my nechassim to go to one daughter. Upalgul abras, the other half should go to another daughter, Vitilsa, and the other third, well, he gave away all his possessions, but a third of his payrois that are generated by all his nechassim should go to his wife. So he gave half his land to one daughter, the other half his land to his other daughter. The Rashbam said he had two daughters, but as it relates to the income that's generated, the payrois that these lands produce, he wants a third of it to go to his wife, and the other two-thirds are going to be divided amongst his two daughters. Says the Gemara, Ikla Rav Nachman L'Sura. Rav Nachman, it just so happens, had been in Sura. He was traveling, and he was in Sura. Oh, the Gabi Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda was in Sura at the time. Went to visit Rav Nachman. Amalei, he figured, if the Greiser Rebbe, we know the Chesha Mishpat Guru, Rav Nachman was in town, who better to ask the Shaila to? What was the Shaila? Ki Agav Namai. Do you say that being that she accepted something together with the daughters, it falls into the halacha of the Mishnah Masechtas Peah, Hakosav Nechasav Levana, Vekosav Leishtei Karka Kolshu, the Ksubasa. Do you say that now that she accepted a third of the payrois that's being produced by these fields, so now she lost her rights to collect the rest of her ksuva? Or perhaps not. Amaleser Nachman told him, Hachi Amash Shmuel, I'll tell you what Shmuel said, Afilu Lehikno Le'eladeka Lecha Lepeiroisav of the Ksubasa. Even if all she got was one tree, and even the schus that she has in the tree is merely for the payrois that the tree produces, even that's enough for it to be considered that she got something and that she loses the right to the rest of the ksuva. Amalei. So Rav Chizda told Rav Nachman, Eben Amash Shmuel, I know this halacha from Shmuel. And had I thought that this was a direct tzushtal to Shmuel, I would have never asked you the shayla. But I don't think this is a tzushtal, because when did Shmuel say, over there where she got something very little, she only got the payrois of one tree, but at the very least she got the tree. Over here all she's getting is payrois. He was very, very clear. He gave half of the karka to one daughter, the other half of the karka to the other daughter, which means there's no karka left over to give to his wife. What's the tilso li'itas peperi, all she's getting is peris, but she's not even getting a dekel. So maybe over here the halacha should be different. Amaleis Rav Nachman said, oh, you didn't tell me that. Metaltli ka'amrit, all she got was metaltlin, metaltlin, vadilei kamino. Avad, if all she gets is metaltlin, it's not going to work. And this is the first caveat to yesterday's daf, to that Mishnah Masechta's Peya, and that is that although it's true, like the Mishnah says, akosev nechasev levanov, v'kosev le'ishtei karka kolshu ivdok subasa, but it's only karka kolshu. It has to be karka. If it's metaltolin, even if it's not kolshu, even if it's a third of all the peyrois that the field generates, this halacha wouldn't be true. So one dekel lepeyroisov, that would be enough for her to lose her rights to the ksuba. But a third of all the peyrois that the field generates, that was this maisa shahaya, this psak halacha from Nachman. Over there, she wouldn't get anything. Second story. Huda amalu, there was a person who said, tilsa labras, I want one third of my estate to go to one daughter. Vitilsa lebras, the other third should go to my other daughter. Vitilsa liitas, and I want the third to go to my wife. So in this case, he's making his wife full Yairish. She's going to get one third of the entire estate, not just the peyros, but she's getting the karka as well. Says the Gemara, Shchiva chada mibonse. One of this man's daughters, Leolenu, died while the father was still alive. So Rapapi lememar, so Rapapi thought, Leishakla elatilsa, that now that another third just fell into the father's possession, that should have no bearings on what the wife is going to be able to get. And being that when the wife originally accepted her third, per the Mishnah Masechtas Peya, she waived her rights to be able to collect anything else, now that the father got back that third, she Viter doesn't have a right to go ahead and collect it. Amalei Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, one of the svaras we spoke about yesterday, Ilu Hadar Kani, Milay Shakla. Don't you agree that even though the Mishnah says in Masechtas Peya that when a woman receives a gift, she waives her rights to be able to collect the ksuba from the rest of the possessions. But that's only from the possessions that he had at that time. But let's say the father later, he lives another 20 years, and he acquires a whole new portfolio of assets. That's pashut that the wife would have a right to go ahead and take it. New? So this third that the father just got because he yarshined his daughter should be no worse. So the kibbutz ilu hadar kani shakla hashtanami shakla. What was the tzad faker? The tzad was that it's the same third that she had previously waived her rights to. So once she waived her rights to these possessions, now that the father reacquires those possessions, maybe we don't look at it as da'akni, as something new. Maybe we look at it as him reacquiring something that he already had, which is the truth, so that if she waived her rights from it previously, maybe she no longer is going to have rights to it now either. Says the Gemara, no. The bottom line is, it's true, it's the same physical assets, but once he gave it to his daughter and now he got it, it's no different than acquiring assets that he never previously had. And being that she did not waive her rights for any newly acquired assets, it's for that reason she's going to have rights to this as well. So this is the second caveat, the second important halacha regarding this Mishnah Masechtas Peya, and that is that although it's true that when she accepts a little bit of a gift, she waives her rights to the ksuba, it's only regarding the nechasim, the possessions that the father has at that time. But anything that he's going to acquire later, in this case her husband's going to acquire later, she's not waiving her rights to that. Not just that, if he reacquires a possession that he had at the time, it's going to be the same exact halacha. Third story. Who the palgino le'nichse le'itze ulevne shayer chad dikla. There was a person that was distributing his possessions. He wrote nechasim to his sons. He gave his wife a little something, but he left over one dekel. So there was one dekel that was left over. So this woman had a ksuba, let's stick with our story from yesterday, that was worth $100,000. The husband now is distributing his nechasim to his sons, gives everybody these large gifts, comes to his wife, gives her $1,000. You would think she'd be upset, but really she's excited. She's so happy. Wow, my husband equated me to my sons. So you see what women's rights were once upon a time. But she's so excited about it that she's meichel, she's mevater ksuba. But the difference between this case and the Mishnah Masechtas Peya was over here the husband left over something. He left over one dekel, ein boim. So Rabbeinu Meimar, so Rabbeinu thought, lesli elo chadiklo, that at the very least, she can collect her ksuba from that dekel, meaning anything that he gave away so that she lost her rights to. But at the very least, that one dekel that the husband was Meshayer, she should have rights to. Amalei Rav Yehuda le Ravina, Rav Yehuda told Ravina, Iles lechad diklo nami lesli. If you're going to tell me that she loses her rights to the ksuba, she won't be able to get it from this dekel either. Elamigu de nachsel diklo nachsel nami le kulu nixi. Being that there was one dekel that was left over, it's for that reason she can collect from that dekel, and migu that she can collect that dekel, she'd be able to collect everything. So this is the third caveat, that the only time that Mishnah Masechtas Pei is true is if the husband gives everything away. But if he leaves over even something, even one dekel, that's enough to say that this halacha does not go into effect. That wrote a tzava, and in his tzava he said that he's giving ployni all his nechas. Now, we've seen from the Gemara's Mishnayos, Shavuos Night, that depending on what the language in the tzava is going to determine whether the tzava works or the tzava doesn't work. Meaning, if somebody wants to give his nechasim instead of to his children to follow the situation, he wants to give it to some random person. It's something he could do, but he could only do it if he makes it clear that he's not giving it b'teres Yerusha. He's giving it as a matana. As a matana, a person has the rights to do whatever he wants. If you want to be meirish it to somebody that's not a Yerush, with the exception of Rav Yochanan ben Breikis Chiddush, the halacha is your masna masha kosa b'teiro, v'chala masna masha kosa b'teiro t'nai bato. So, if the tzava says matana, it's usually going to be good. If the tzava says Yerusha, it's usually not going to be good. What happened over here was, this Shchiv Merah wrote a tzava, Kosef, but he didn't make it clear whether he's giving it B'teres Yerusha, or he's giving it B'teres Matana. So what's the halacha? Roy, we sit down and we examine. In Roy L'Yarshoy, if the recipient, this Achar, is a Roy L'Yarshoy, meaning he's someone that could have gotten it B'teres Yerush, for example, he was a Ben Ben Abonin, a Bas Ben Abonis, maybe even a Bas B'mokim ben, or achim b'mokim habas, noitlam shum Yerusha. Then they're going to take it, b'teres Yerusha. Vim lav, if they're not royal Yerusha, noitlam mishum matana, then he gets it, b'teres matana. So we have to now back into a story. We have to recreate exactly what happened because there's no information. So if it's possible for this tzava to have gone b'teres Yerusha, we let it go b'teres Yerusha. We say that he meant to be Merusha. If it's not possible for it to go b'teres Yerusha, because it'll be a masa masha kosa b'teira, so then we say it can't go b'teres Yerusha. Instead, it's going to go b'teres matana. So this is something that Rav Huna said. Omeli Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman heard Rav Huna say this in Shir, and he turns to Rav Huna and he tells him, "Ganve genuvi lamaloch. Why are you being sneaky, a little greasy, Rav Huna? I understand what you're trying to say. What you're trying to say is that it's possible for a person to write a tzava, use a lashon Yerusha, and give over his nechasim to someone that's not really the Yerush, such as a Bein Bein Abonim. Now, it's not so shver if you hold that, Rav Huna, because, of course, you have a Tana de Mesayel. That's Rabbi Yechon Mabreika. We saw a lot of Tanaim, Rebbe, Paskin like Rabbi Yechon Mabreika. But Rav Nachman's problem with Rav Huna was, Ganve Genuvi Lamalach. Why don't you just say that? Why don't you just go and say, it's interesting, didn't we have a Gemara once, just popped into my head, Brachas Tachayam at Beis, where they were Choshed Rav Huna of being a Ganav with an Oris, when he had his 400 barrels of wine that went bad. I have to look it up. But either way, Amalei Rav Nachman, Ganva Genuvi Lamaloch, you're being a Ganav again, Rav Huna. Why are you stealing? Just be grud and just say that the Loch is like Rabbi Yechon ben Breika. Isvir Loch Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, Ema Loch Rabbi Yechon ben Breika. Doshmaitech Rabbi Yechon ben Breika uda Azla, because this only works according to Rabbi Yechon ben Breika. So he told him, Rav Nachman, says Rav Huna, you know what I'm thinking? Maybe you weren't really trying to say the Loch is like Yechon ben Breika. I mean, you're taking it for granted that the Loch is like Yechon ben Breika. That wasn't your point. If that was your point, then you would have gotten up and been glued. You would have said it. But rather, maybe what you were saying was something similar to something else. There was a man that was dying, and they told him, Leman, who should get your possessions after you die? Meaning, apparently, this man had not written a tzava, so it wasn't clear after this man dies who was going to yarshin him. Dilma Laplanya? Maybe Ploini. Vamalahu Elolaman? Who else? So it sounds like maybe he was suffering from dementia, but he said, of course Ploini. If they would have asked him someone else, he would have said that person too. But he said, Avada Ploini. What else? You had another tzad. Va'amrit lan Allah. So now, the halacha, the chacham and paskin, yeah, that's what we're giving it to. But the question was, do we give it to B'teres Yerusha, or do we give it to B'teres Matana? And Rafuna Paskin, Imra, if this person who was now going to be the recipient was someone that was a royal Yarsha, meaning he could have gotten it B'teres Yerusha per Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, Noitlam Mishum Yerusha, then we give it to B'teres Yerusha. Vimlat, had it been impossible to give it to B'teres Yerusha because he wasn't a Yairish, and if you wanted to give it to B'teres Yerusha, you would have been a Masa Masha Kosa B'teira, that you can't give it to him as a Yairish, Noitlam Mishum Matana, he's going to get it B'teres Matana. So, meaning, were you just trying to say that halacha? So the Gemara is not clear yet. We'll see in a minute what the Gemara means to say. Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say. L'mai hilchasa, meaning, Originally, Rav Nachman thought that when Rav Huna said this halacha, Shchiv Merah, the rights of Tzava, and he's not clear whether he means to give it to this Achar, B'Toyrus Yerusha, or he means to give it to this Achar, B'Toyrus Matana, take a look and see if he's a royal Yarsha, he meant Yerusha. If he's not a royal Yarsha, he obviously meant Matana. Rav Nachman thought that the only Chiddush Rav Huna was probably telling us was that the halacha is like Rabbi Yechon and Breika. Because other than that, my Kamashpul and Pshita, there's no other piece of information here that Rav Huna is telling us that I would know, other than the fact that we pass like Rabbi Yechon and Breika. Meaning, once I know the halacha is like Rabbi Yechon and Breika, I could do the math myself. I could figure out if he's a royal Yarsha, I give it to Mataris Yarish. It works, according to Rabbi Yechon Mebraika. If he's a not royal Yarshay, then you give it to Mataris Matana. But then Rav Nachman came around. Rav Nachman said, you know what, maybe not. Because I know there was a Maisa Shahaya with a person who was on his deathbed, and he, in this ambiguous way, said that I want my possessions to go to somebody. He didn't write a will at all. He wasn't clear if he meant the Bateris Yerusha, Bateris Matana. All he said was, Enochinami. I mean, he didn't say anything. And the question was, should he get a Bateris Yerusha, Bateris Matana? And the Chachamim said, let's see. Was he a Yerish? Or a royal Yarshay will give it to Bateris Yerusha. If not, not. And the Chacham over there said that it was important to know whether he was getting it Bateris Yerusha, Bateris Matana, because actually Chafs Nafkamina. There's a Nafkamina in Halacha whether he gets a Bateris Yerush or he gets it Bateris Matana. So since you see from that story that the Chacham were tumbling, that you would Chapa Nafkamina la Halacha, whether you get a Bateris Yerush, you get a Bateris Matana, then maybe that's what Rav Huna was trying to say. Rav Huna was trying to say that if he's a royal Yerusha, you give it to Bateris Yerusha. If he's not a royal Yerusha, you give it to Bateris Matana. Who cares? It's a Nafkamina la Halacha. It actually does matter. Meaning it's not only the fact that it's possible to give a royal Yerusha, a Yerusha, that Rav Huna may have been coming to tell us. If that's all he was trying to say, he would have said it. He wasn't trying to be a ganav, he wasn't trying to withhold this information. But the reason he didn't say it that way is because he took for granted. He thought it was Pashat Allah Chalagayim and Breika. He was saying another Chiddush. What other Chiddush could there possibly be? There could be a Chiddush. You have to know, is this person getting it as a Yerush, or is this person getting it as a Mekabel Matana, because there's a Nafkamina. Okay, so my Hilchah, so what is that Nafkamina? I'll tell you. If this person's a royal Yerushai, he's getting it. Perek in Masechtas Ksubas, Almana Nizaynis Minachsi Yisoyma. If a man dies and he leaves over an Almana, she doesn't Yarshin him. The son's Yarshin. She is very far in terms of her being able to be the Yarish, stating that, although she doesn't Yarshin, but she has to be supported. So the Chachamim held that if this person got a Bateris Yarish, so at the very least, the Takonis Chachamim of Almanis Nizoynis Menechsi Yisoymin would be in effect. But if he got a Bateris Matana, in Amnosoy Nizoynis Menechasim, if somebody gives a gift before he dies and then he dies, this person who was Makabu Matana doesn't have any responsibility to make sure that he supports the Almana. So that's where Tchapsach Nafkamina, so that's what you had to know. This person that just got the Nechasim per the Tzava, is he going to have an obligation to support this man's wife or not? If he got a Bateris Yerush, Al Rabbi Yechon Mebraika, he would have to. If not, he wouldn't have to. But Amalei Rava said it can't be. Migra Gara, is it possible that if he gets a Bateris Matana, he doesn't have an obligation to support the Almana? You would say, of course. But Rava said just the opposite. Hashtabi Rusha De Raisa Amrit Amanasin Zainis Menechasov, Madach, when someone Yarshins, when he's getting it, Midoy Raisa, Taloch is that even though Minatoira, he's entitled to this Nechasim, still, he has an obligation to support the Almana. B'matana d'rabbana like Koshkin. If he gets it, b'matana d'rabbana, certainly. So you're going to tell me, why is this matana d'rabbana? Matana is not d'rabbana. Matana is d'raisa. Somebody gives you a gift, you don't acquire it only d'rabbana. It's yours, midairaisa. It's the difference if you buy it, you get a pateris, you get a pateris matana. Sok d'rashbam, because over here, when the Shechiv Merah gave and wrote his tzava, he didn't want the matana to be chal miyad. When did he want the matana to be chal? After he dies. So mean that he wants it to be chal after he dies. Really, ain't matana lachar misa, ain't get lachar misa, ain't kinyan lachar misa. So midai raisa, really it shouldn't work. It's just divrei Shechiv Merah, kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. There's a whole bunch of chidushim that the Rabbanu were mechadesh when it comes to a Shechiv Merah, because we think it's important for him. But it's only a kinyan derabanan that this recipient's going to get. So Rabbi made a kavul chaymer, madach if someone is yoyrish midai raisa. Almana Nizaynis. So if we're going to go ahead and now we're going to be mechadish a takonas chachamim, that if somebody receives a gift from a Shechiv Merah, the matana is a good matana, at the very least you'd think the chachamim would add on that same caveat that they added on to the din d'iraisa, which is that Almana Nizaynis minechse yisaymim. So Rava held that it's poshit if somebody writes a matna Shechiv Merah, The halacha is the recipient of that matana would have an obligation to support the almana. Ela maravo. So Rava said, what then would be the nafkamina? Again, who cares whether the person got it as a yoirish, midin Rabbi Yechim and Breiko, or he got it as a matana? At the end of the day, it's his. Is there a nafkamina? You can't tell me the nafkamina is almana nizainis menechsi yisayim, because manav shach almana nizainis menechsi yisayim. Ela maravo. Rava said to the shalchar achabar avila, Rabbi Yechim and Breiko, nichsi lach macharecha loploini. We had the shvus night. If somebody writes a shtar, and he says, I'm giving you my nechasim. But after you die, I don't want your yarshim to get it. I want Pliny to get it. If the rishon was a really yarshai, meaning he could take the possessions, b'teris yarish, according to Rabbi Yechon ben Breiko, ein l'sheni b'makam rishon klum. Then when he dies, it doesn't go over to the sheni. It stays in his family. It goes to his yarshim. So Reuven is dying. And Reuven writes a shtar tzava. He gives to one of his sons, Ben Abonim, he gives him his entire rishon. But he says that, listen, I'm giving it to you right now, and it's going to be yours until you die. But when you die, I don't want it to go over to your sons, but instead, I want it to go over to somebody else. So ordinarily, we saw the Shavuos night, the halachas, that would work. You can make such a stipulation. But according to Rabbi Yechon ben Breiko, when Reuven's son Yarshins, he gets a Peteris Yerish. Once he gets a Peteris Yerish, you don't have this halach anymore of the Acharecha Leploini. Why? She'ein Zalosha Matana, Elu Loshin Yerusha, the Yerusha ain't La Hefzik. Once you get a Peteris Yerusha, there's no Hefzik. You can't cut it off and can't say that you're Yarshining it but for a limited amount of time. Amalei Rav, the Rav Nachman, Va'afzika. Why are you saying Yerusha ain't La Hefzik? This man just made a Hefzik. The Mar says, yeah, who suffered Yesh La Hefzik? But V'rachmana Amalei ain't La Hefzik. V'maisa ain't La Hefzik. Either way, so you see that it's important to know whether this person is a Yairish or is a Mekabel Matana. Where does a Chapa Nafkamina? Not in a standard Tzava where a person says, I'm giving you everything, but in a case where somebody writes in the Tzava, I'm giving you everything, but I only want it to be yours while you're alive. When you die, I don't want your children to get it. I don't even know who they are. I want it to go over to somebody else. Oh, over there, where you're saying you want it to go over to somebody else, the first person that got it, did he get it b'teris yarish or did he get it b'teris matana? If he got it b'teris yarish, then you can't stipulate that it should go over to somebody else. Ain't lo hefzik. It's going to have to stay in the family. If you got it b'teris matana, then you can make that stipulation. There was a ma'aseh shehayah where somebody once told his friend, nichsi lach v'acharecha l'ploini. I want to give you my nechasim, but after you die, I don't want it to go to your yarshim. I want it to go to Pliny. The rishon roi liyarshay hava, and this person was a roi liyarshay. And we paskin like Rabbi Yechon ben Breiko. Shachiv rishon, the first person died. Also sheni katava, the second person, the acharecha that had written the tzavah came, and he said, okay, I know the deal. The deal was it's yours as long as you're alive. But that guy died, so now I want it. Says the Gemara, katav, sover Rav Elish, kamei the Rav Lamemes. Rav Elish was sitting in front of Rav, and he was ready to paskin, sheni nam yishakel, that the second person gets it. Amale, so Rav said, dayone de chatzatzta, hachi dayni. Dayonim that are always making psharis, I mean, they don't really know halacha. They always say, yeah, yesh lahachmer, or, you know, those types of psakim. Let's, Yachloiku, those are the people that paskin that way. But that's not the halacha. Why? Because the halacha is, Lav Hainu the Shalach Rav Acha Bar Avya. Isn't that Gemara that we just learned right now? Where the Gemara said that according to Rav Yechon ben Breiko, Yerusha ain't la hefzik, and even though you try to be mafzik it, who suffer yesh la hefzik, but v'rachmano me ain't la hefzik. Once you're going b'teris yerish, you can't say v'acharecha l'plani. It automatically stays in your family. So the Gemara says, Ichsif. Rav Yilush was very embarrassed because Rav Yilush made a mistake. Rav Yilush didn't realize that according to Rav Yechon ben Breiko, you can't say, I'm giving it to you now, but afterwards, it should go to somebody else. Now, why was Rav Elish embarrassed? Zokter Rashbam. Ichsif Rav Elish me Rava. Penyoy my Rava believe why? Because Rav Elish was thinking that, you know what Rava's probably thinking? Ilu lo ha-yisi b'kan ha-yodon din sheker. Had I, Rava, not been here, Rav Elish would have made a horrible mistake. V'chein chol dinim shudon shalei b'fana. I don't know if I can trust Rav Elish anymore as a poisek. Because you see, he made such an obvious mistake. So Rav Elish started feeling bad. Kari aleh, so Rava told him, Ani Hashem, Beita Achishena, says the Rashbam. Kara all of Rava Linachamoy. So Rava made him feel good. He was Menachemin. He told him, Ani Hashem, Beita Achishena, Beisha Tzadikim Tzrichim Yeshua. When a Tzadik needs a Yeshua, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamtsia Lehen. A Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of him. Af Ato, Ani Yodea Bechashame Oilam Loy. This would have never played itself out. The haraya, Hari Achshav, Zimani Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kodem Shigato, Lei Rav, Lei Nechshalto. So Rav told Rav Elish, I hear maybe in Psak HaLocha, we have to sit down, we have to work a little bit. But don't think for one second that I think that this is something that could have ever played itself out where there would have been a michshol. I'm not worried, because just like the Eibishter made sure that it didn't happen right now, I'm positive that something like this could have never happened. Either way, I think they say a story with Reb Chaim Moshe that he once saw a tshuva from some gadol, and it was matur and aguna, it was like a dover chamor, and he went through the tshuva and he said afterwards, Kenzein as there gadol, I don't know who he is, but I can see he is a gaver rabba. He says, because I went through the tshuva, it's chont and loksh, and the whole tshuva makes no sense. But at the end of the day, he got the psak halacha right. So he said, Vaistos, the Eibishter is taking care of him, and he's making sure that he doesn't make a mistake. Either way, we are going to quickly start the second part of today's daf, the Mishnah, which is a very, shouldn't be halacha l'maisa, but it's a very halacha l'maisa part of Perek Yesh Neuchlin, a fascinating omid. HaKoysev es nechosov l'acherim. Somebody writes a tzava, and in his tzava he says that I want my nechosim to go to acherim. Meaning he's bypassing the laws of Yerusha. A man dies. After he dies, his estate's supposed to go over to his sons. If he doesn't have sons, to his daughters. If he doesn't have daughters, goes to his father, no father, his brothers. There's a whole Seidah Yerusha. That's what we've been doing for the last few weeks. But this person wants to bypass that. Most of us. It's okay. He has a right to do it. As long as he does it b'lashon matana, he doesn't do it b'lashon Yerusha, masla, masha, kasa, batayra. As long as you follow the guidelines of Perek Yesh Neuchlin, it works. Ele'ein ruach hachamim neuchim menu. But at the end of the day, Chachamim are not happy about this person. Because the Torah wrote a parasha of Yerusha, and the Torah wants you to follow the parasha of Yerusha. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, if this man had sons that weren't behaving, they weren't Noyeh Keshura, Zachar Latoif. Then not only is it not in Ruach Chachamim Noyeh Menu, but to the contrary, Zachar Latoif, this person will be remembered for the tremendous thing that he did, that he omitted his sons, he taught them a lesson, that if you're not Noyeh Keshura, you're going to be left out of the Yerusha. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel was the one who added a very important caveat to this halacha. What about the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon agreed to Rav Shimon Gamliel as well? Or do they argue? Meaning, if it's machloikis, Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chacham, it could be the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But if Rav Shimon Gamliel wasn't coming to argue with anybody, he was just adding an important addendum to the halacha in the Mishnah, but really the Rabbanon don't argue, then obviously that is the halacha. Toshma says the Gemara, I'll tell you, a raya from a Maisa Shahoya, the Yosef ben Yoyezer, Hoyuloi ben, Shalayhoya Noyev Kishura. Yosef ben Yoyezer had a son that wasn't Noyev Kishura. Havalei Elisa de Dinri. He also had a lot of money. He had a treasure chest full of gold dinarim. Come Akdesha. He didn't want his son to Yarshin after he died. So instead of giving it to his son, he was makdish it. He made it hektish. Says the Gemara, Azal Nasif Bas Gadol Klina Diyanei Malka. Yosef ben Yezra's son ended up getting married to the daughter of the person that used to make the crown for Yanei HaMelech. Oilida Divisu. And his wife gave birth to a child. So you have to buy your wife a baby present. So he didn't go to Bornstein Jewelers. Zavinla Binisa. Instead, he bought her a fish, but it worked out very well for him. Kara, he tore open the fish, Ashkechab Margalisa, and he found a diamond, a pearl inside. Don't try this at home. Amrale, Loitamte Lamalka, the Shaklaminach. He wanted to sell this diamond. Realized it was worth a lot of money. So right away, his wife, who was a Soichita, tells her husband, listen, before anything, just don't go to the melech and show it to them. You know why? Because they're going to rip you off. They're going to tell you, but clearly, it's not really worth so much. I wouldn't show it to them. Zil amti the gabi gizbari. You want it to give it to somebody that you can trust? Go to the gizbar. The gizbar is changing money sometimes, right? Hektish, by the kabayas, they can use this. Go to them. But at the same time, don't say anything. Don't start saying how much you think it's worth, because I know so she went to the right seminary. She knew these halach. It's very complicated. Once you open your mouth, it's a kino, it's a yad. Just don't say anything. Let them be the ones to assess. Let them tell you how much this diamond is worth. Says the Gemara, Amte. He brought it. Shamua betleiser ilasa de dinri. They said it was worth the amount of 13 treasure chests of gold. Amrilei. They told him sheva ika. We'd love to switch it, but we don't even have that much money. We have 7 shis Leka. 6 we don't have. Amalusi told him, you know what? Sheva havuli, give me the 7 that you have. Shis, the 6 that you're telling me, leka, you don't have. You can keep it. I'll give keep the change. You can have it as a gift. Amdu, they got up the kusfu and they wrote, Yosef ben Yoyezer hichnis achas. Yosef ben Yoyezer was menadev, one treasure chest of gold. Why did he do it? Because he was trying to evade Dina Yerusha. He didn't want his son to yashin it. Ubnoi and his son, this son, that he didn't want should yarshin. You know what a nadava he made to the base of Mikdash? Hichnis shesh. The Ikedamri, some had a different gersa. Yosef ben Yoyezer hichnis achas. Yosef ben Yoyezer gave one. Ubnoi hoitzi sheva. And his son took 7 away. Meaning he didn't just give it as a nadava. He wanted it back. Grado, he ended up giving 6 because they didn't have it. But he took out 7. It says the Gemara. Midduka amri hichnis. Michlal de shaper. Ovid. It's a little unclear what the Gemara is trying to say. But the Gemara seems to say that from the fact that we're talking about what Yosef ben Yehezer did, that you see that he was hichnis, right, the next line of the Gemara is not mashma that way, that he gave such a beautiful nadav, it sounds like it was a good thing that he did. Meaning we're being machshavit, right? We're equating what the son did, which we're suggesting was good, to what the father did, meaning you're suggesting what the father did was good as well. Meaning we're trying to figure out that what Yosef ben Yehezer did, when he was maver nachla, instead of giving the Yerusha over to his son, instead he was machla, was it a good thing or was it a bad thing? So if we say, look at what the son did and look what the father did, and we're looking at what the son did in a positive way, he made such a beautiful nadafa, he donated $1 million to the Beis HaMikdash. And his father also made an adava. Also, you see that we're equating what the father did, which we're not sure if it was good or bad, to what the son did, and we're spinning it in the positive. So obviously what the father did was good. But the Gemara says, Adirab, I could look at it the other way. There was another version in what they wrote. This plaque might have said. It said that the son, he got a plaque, he took away from Bedek Abayis 7. And you're equating what the father did to what the son did. Michal, the lav shaper of it. Either way, Elamihal, Lekel, Mishmamina. Bottom line is, you can't learn anything from this story. There's a lot that we actually could learn from this story, albeit not regarding this halacha. We'll save that message for tomorrow or Tuesday. Today we're going to stay on cue. My Havialah, says the Gemara, Tachlis. What's the bottom line? Toshma, the Om Alei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinina. Like the Havi Be'av Vurei Achsanta. If you know a man who's writing the Tzava, and in his Tzava, he wants that his Nechasim should be distributed, not following the halachas of the Torah. He doesn't want you to follow Sidrei Nachlis. Have nothing to do with it. Don't be the Sofer. Don't be an A. Don't be a Dayan. Just get away. Even if the Havaras Nachla that the father is doing is taking it away from a son that's a Bar Bishul, like the son of Yosef ben Yehezer, it doesn't matter. The Koshke Mibro Labarta, certainly from a son to a daughter, this is something you're not allowed to do. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that Halacha L'maisa, Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, he told him, have nothing to do with a situation where there's avure achsanta, have nothing to do with a situation where there's a man that wants to bypass the regular halachas of nachlois. It doesn't matter if it's going mibrabishul batova, and certainly from a son to a daughter. This halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Pei Beis and Choshen Mishpat Uboy Seif Echad. Kol anoisim nechasav l'acherim. If somebody gives his nechasim to acherim, v'hiniach ha-yarshim, and he left out the yarshim. By the way, the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva and others are medayik from this Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, which is really a Lashon HaRambam, that even though the Gemara always talks about it, as we'll see, in the context of taking it from a son and giving it to a daughter or to another son, but son is lav dafka. This is going to be true for Yarshim as well. Even if the Yarshim are not noy kishura, ain ruach hachamim noy chemeno. Chamim don't like it. V'zochu achirim b'chol mashanosam. Stating that, it doesn't mean that the transaction is null or void. It's not void. So if a person writes a will and he gives his nechasim to somebody that's not his son, what he did is okay. But at the same time, ein ruach hachamim leicha emenu. Umidas chasidus shaloi lahar b'tzava. It's a midas chasidus not to even be an aid, not to take party at all to such a tzava. Shem avirim ba Yerusha me'ayorish. Afilu miben she'en anoyeg kishura. La'achiv chacham v'noyeg kishura. So this halach is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Chayshu Mishpat, Simin Reish Pei Beis. Now, as you would expect, this halacha is something that has been marish shalomis over the years. Because based on the trukina halach and Shulchan Aruch, if a man has sons and he has daughters, being that the Torah says only in ben einloy vavarta b'snachalos elabitay, but if he has a son, his daughters do not yarshin bonus yizayno, but they don't yarshin, it would mean that that's what he's supposed to follow. And if he wants to go against that, Even if it's from a bra bisha, lebra tov, it doesn't matter. It's something that you're not supposed to do. Ein ruach hachamim noichei meno. So is that the way it is? Of course not. But it's something that we need to understand. So really, I know Yankee spoke about this a little bit in the introduction to Yesh Noichlin, but really to get into it now, we just have to learn one more Gemara first. And that is a Gemara in Perek Nairish and Espatza, Masechtes Ksubis, Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says as follows, Rav Papa Iasek Lev Lebre. Rav Papa was doing a Shidduch Bei Abba Surah, together with Abba Surah. Rav Papa's son was going to marry the daughter of Abba Surah, and they were negotiating the Shidduch. They were working out the financial terms. Also, the Michtav Lak Subas, Rav Papa went to Abba Surah's house and he wanted to work out the Nad. Shami Yehuda Bar Mirema. Yehuda Bar Mirema heard that the Gadol Adar, Rav Papa, is traveling now to Abba Surah. So he figured, Ekaitan Bagleitan, he's going to go with him. He's going to be Malavim him to be Abba Surah. Also, Ischazik Lekimot Lepiska, when he came to the door of Abba Surah, have a Kamiftimine. Yehuda Bar Mirema turns to Rav Papa. He says, listen, I escorted you to Abba Surah. I have to turn around now. I have to leave. Amalis, Rav Papa said, Neil Marbadai, why don't you come with me? Sit down. Have a cup of coffee. Why don't you be there with me while I negotiate the terms of this marriage? Chazit lehav nicholes. Rav Papa saw that Yehuda bar Mirema didn't want to. Amalis told him, my daitech, why not? Oh, I know why. Because you know that Abba Surah is about to write a big nada now to his daughter, which is going to go to my son. And Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda Shinana, Loi tahavi bavuri achsanta, afilu mibra bisha lebaratava, that you shouldn't get involved in Avaras Nachla. And this, at some point, will equate to Avaras Nachla. Because the fact that the father is giving away so much of his possessions to his daughter means that when he dies, whenever that day may be, he's going to give over less Pirusha to his sons. But he added a piece that we don't have in our Gemara. And by the way, and I know what the reason for Shmuel was. The reason Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda you have to be so careful is because even though conceptually it makes a lot of sense that if you have a son that sits and learns and you have another son that's not behaving, maybe give it to the son that's sitting and learning. But do you know the next star what they're going to look like? Maybe the son that's not learning now one day is going to get married and he's going to have children that are going to sit and learn. So that's the reason not to go mibra bisha lebra tava. That's very important halacha, as we're going to see soon. Either way, he told him, but you're wrong. You know why? Because giving a nadin is chashav. And giving a nadin shouldn't fall into the category of Havaras Nachla. Hainami takanta de rabbanon. Hidam Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shum Beyechoy. What's he referring to? This halacha of Ksubas Benin Dichrin. Right, we spoke about Ksubas Benin Dichrin on Friday, but of course it's one of the big themes in Masechtes Ksubas. The Chabad made a takana that a husband who yarshins his wife, when he later dies, his wife's Yerusha shouldn't go equally to all his sons that he may have from all his different wives, but rather they should dafka go to the sons that he had from the wife that he yarshins. And the reason Chama made that takana is because Chama wanted that a father should give a big nod into his daughter. And the only way a father was comfortable doing that is if he knew that if chas v'shalom something happens to his daughter, at the very least it's going to stay in the family. It's going to go over in the next door whenever the husband dies to his own grandchildren. But if a man marries his fourth wife and he's going to give now this huge $1 million nadin, and then his wife's going to die, meaning this man's daughter, the husband's going to yarshin and it's going to be distributed amongst the 25 sons that he has from all four of his wives, this man's not going to be so incentivized. He's not interested in the tzara's sons being at the end of the day the end user of this Yerusha. So what do you see from there, Rapapa? Said, you see, the Chaman wanted a nadin. They were even misaking Ksubas bin Dichrin so that there should be a nadin. So, Hainami takanta de rabbanon. It's true, Avaras Nachla is a takanta de rabbanon. So, it seems to violate the spirit of Avaras Nachla. But realize, Chaman made proactive takanas to encourage nadin. Amalesi, he told him, Hani milimidaiti. It's true. I know nadin is a chashuv thing. But nadin is only chashuv when the shver willingly gives the nadin. But lasuya nami, to force him into it, that's really not such a good thing. Amalesi, so Rav Papa told Yehuda bar Mirema, Otto mi kamina lo ta'ovas. Who said anything about forcing Abba Surah to give a nadin? A'oil v'loi sasi kamina. Amalesi, he told him, Ma'aloi didi haino asiya. I know Abba Surah, me. We know each other. If he sees me sitting in the room, he's going to feel uncomfortable not giving you a chashuv and nadin, and just my mere presence there would constitute kfiya, and that's why I don't want to come. Says the Gemara, he told him, come in anyways. He said, okay, he's going to come. Ishtik. Yehuda bar Mirema sat there and he was quiet. Says the Gemara, he, because he wasn't saying anything, Abba Surah thought that Yehuda Mamreimar was like upset at him or like wasn't happy with the way he was handling the negotiation. So he said, you know what? Yehuda Mamreimar, was right. He was sensitive to his presence being there. So he gave him everything. But even after he gave him anything, he still wasn't saying anything. What's going on? So he told him, no, you don't understand. You totally misread me. I wasn't comfortable with you giving anything. So he says, okay, that's a mekach tois. Can I have it back? He says, no. Once you gave it away, at this point, you won't be able to give it back. Either way, we'll see in a moment the relevance that this Gemara has to the sugya that we're learning. But for right now, one very obvious point, and that is the Gemara gave a reason for Avaras Nachla. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinano Leitahavi Bavure Yachsanta Afilu Mibra Bisha Lebratava. Why? A reason. The loyadiya may zara nofak mine. Because you don't know who at the end of the day is going to be the bra tava and who's going to be the bra bisha. Right now you think, oh, he's the bra tava, he's sitting and learning, he's the bra bisha, he's the one that's giving you a hard time. But do you have a crystal ball? Do you know what the future is going to bring? Maybe you're going to have more nachas in the future from the bra bisha that you're going to have from the bra tava. Meaning, if we would know for sure that the bra tava is the bra tava, the bra bisha is the bra bisha, then maybe anochinami, maybe it would make a little bit of sense. But being that we don't know, it's for that reason the halacha is there's several tshuvas from Maron the Chassam Sofer on this topic. The first that is negeya is Choshe Mishpat Simin Kuf Nun Aleph. And the tshuva began as follows. Yikirasa higiyani, the Chassam Sofer said. Apparently he got a tshuva. Al dvar atir nichsid. It was a great sigvir. She'in loy bonim. He didn't have any sons. V'roitze shtar tzavoz bari. Lases mirav oshtei keren kayemes l'dvarim toivim. He wants to make a keren kayemes. He wants to give over his Yerusha, not to his next closest relative, but he wants it should be a keren. It should go to tzedakah. It should be a schus for him. V'hamiyot hanisha. The little bit that's going to be left over that he's willing to give to the Yarshan. And the question was, the Rav asked him that he was hired, he was commissioned to write this will. Is this something he can even get involved? This Gemara. So the question is, could he get involved or could he not get involved? Said the Chassam Sofer, a Dover Nifla. He said, first of all, I want to tell you two important yesoides that I took out from the two Gemaras that discuss the halacha of Havaras Nachla. The first is our Gemara, today's daf, Bava Basar Kuf Lamed Gimel. The second is the Gemara that we just learned, which is Ksubas Daf Nun Beis. In the Gemara, in Bava Basar Kuf Lamed Gimel, you see that the Issa Havaras Nachla is true not only if you're giving it to somebody else, but even if you're Maktish it to Hekdash, even if you give it to the Beis HaMikdash. That was the Maisa with Yosef Ben Yoyes. So if it's true for someone that's Makdash at Kol Shekein, it's going to be true for someone that wants to give it to Tzedakah. So the first thing you have to realize is that don't think that because this person who's being Maver Nachla wants to make a Keren Kayemes, that somehow changes the playing field. There's no reason in the world that to change anything. V'har Raya, Bava Basar, Kuflam Gibel. That was the Maisa with Yosef Ben Yoyes. That's point number one. Point number two, you're going to tell me that we learned the Gemara in Ksubas Nun Beis. And the Gemara Ksubas Nun Beis, you see, Yehuda Bar Mereimar was so sensitive not to walk into Abba Surah's house to be party to the negotiation of the Nadin. Why? Because he felt that giving the Nadin violated the spirit of Avaras Nachla. The Papa told him he was wrong. But that's what Yehuda Bar Mereimar thought. Now, did Yehuda Bar Mereimar have a hava, says the Chassam Sofer, that Abba Surah at the end of the day was going to give all his nechassim to his daughter? No one in history has ever done that. That's not a normal thing to do. You don't write all your nechassim. He thought he was going to give him a nice nadin, and whatever he was going to give him was going to violate Avaras Nach. Says the Chassam Sofer, you know what I take away from this Gemara, besides for the obvious? I see in this Gemara that this Avaras Nachla is true, even if you don't violate the Avaras Nachla completely. Meaning, the man's going to die, he's going to leave over money, he's going to be able to give it over to his sons. But any little bit that you take away from the sons, from the bra, bisha, from the son, and give to the daughter, that it is in and of itself a violation. Because L'chari, Yehuda Bar Mereimar could have never known that Abu Suro was going to give away all of the chasm. And it just so happens he did. But the Chassam Sofer says it was for sure loyal al daitai. He couldn't have been so paranoid. Either way, says the Chassam Sofer from Bava Basar Kuflam and Gimel, in addition to the obvious halacha, the Turkana halacha in Chesha Mishpat Reish Pei Beis, I see that the Isra Varis Nachla is true, even if you want to give the money to Tzedakah. And from Ksubis Nun Beis, in a side for the basic halacha, I see that this halacha is true, even if you're going to give mikzas nechas. Says the Chasam Sofer, let's do back of the envelope arithmetic. Let's combine these two halachas. If a person wants to be maver nachlo, he doesn't want to give all his money to his yarshim. Instead, what is he going to do? He wants to give some of it to tzedakah. B'chayr, it should be a problem. Tzedakah is a problem, bava basa kuflam and gimel amid beis. Some of it is a problem, ksubas nun beis amid beis, ksubas nun gimel amid aleph. So you can add the two chidushim together. What has to emerge, says the Chasam Sofer, that it would be usher to give even miktas nechas of tzedakah. So at first glance, what this person wants to do is wrong, and as a result, the Rav that sent this shayla was right for hesitating before he got involved in being party to this tzava, because at the end of the day, it's something that really he's not supposed to do. V'amnam, says the Chasam Sofer, ro'isi b'tashbetz, chela gimel, soif simen kuf mem zayin, achidish noyro lahalacha. And this tashbetz is al ma'anu soimchim b'zman hazeh. So you want to know what people rely on today when they write wills, and they blatantly violate, they annihilate Hilchas Yerusha, it's based on his tashbetz. It's interesting, the ktsois is really the one that brings this tashbetz. It's not so often that you hear the ktsois quoted in halachic circles. Ktsois is usually quoted in yeshiva circles. But over here, the Ktsois is the one that brought this Tashbitz. Chasam Sofer seems to have seen it in the Tashbitz directly. But either way, says the Tashbitz, Adovah Gadol. That it's true, the Gemara says, that you're not allowed to be Maver Nachla. And if somebody does, even though it's Chal, Ein Ruach HaChom Anoichei Menu. But that's only true if you completely are Maver Nachla. But if you give a Dover Chashev over to the real royal Yarsham, and you want to hear what the sheer Dover Chashev that the Tashbitz was discussing in his Halacha L'maisa, Dalit Zuzim. If you're going to leave over Dalit Zuzim, $4, you're going to leave over Dalit Zuzim to the real Yarsham, that's enough, and you're not going to have a problem with Havaras Nachla. Says the Chasam Sofer, to me, it's Miraf Senigri Mamish. I don't understand it. It's Keneged the Gemara Masechtas Ksubis, the way I understood the Gemara. However, Mevur Mizeh, says the Chasam Sofer, Heichesh Yiniach Lema Al Koponim Chilik Haroi, Das Chachamim Noiche Emenu, Deloi Kemoyshe Hoichachti Le'il, not like I proved earlier, V'das HaGa'onim Rechova Midateinu. Says the Chasam Sofer, I'm going to be Mevatel Daiti to the Das of the Tashbetz, and Alocha Lemaise, says the Chasam Sofer, if somebody wants to be Maver Nachla, as long as he leaves over a Dover Roy to the real Yarshin, that's going to be enough, and it's based on this Tashbetz. Chasam Sofer is mefalfel a little bit of Tashbetz, and then he comes and he says the second big chiddush of this tshuva. And that is, it could be this case was a little bit different. You know why? Because this person that was writing the Tzava had no sons. And being that he had no sons, I can make an argument that maybe he's allowed to be Maver Nachla if he's giving the Yerusha, not to somebody else, but he's giving it to Tzedakah. And it's based on two Gemaras, ironically, both in Masechtas Bava Basra. The first Gemara is Bava Basra, Kuf Tezayin Amar Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yoichanan, Mishum Rabbi Shum Beichoy. Kol She'ein Amaniach Ben Liyarsha. If somebody dies and he doesn't leave over a son to Yashinim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moli Olav Evra. Kadosh Baruch Hu gets really angry at him. Ksiv Hacha Va'avartim Es Nachalosoy. V'ksiv Hasam Yoim Evra HaYoim Ahu. Evra's Gehenim. So you see that if somebody dies, he doesn't leave over a son to Yashinim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memali Olav Evra. It's something that he needs to worry about. Yoim Evra, this person is going to end up potentially in Gehenna. Says the Chasam Sofer, this is another Gemara. This is a Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Pasuk says, Tztoko Tatzel Mimoves. Shteit Tztoko is Halalu Lomel. It says it twice. Achas Shematzilosa Mimisa Meshuna, V'achas Shematzilosa Medina Shal Gehenna. Tztoko is Matzah Medina Shal Gehenna. So he says, if you have a person over here who's dying without sons, he has to worry about the Yoim Evra. You know what a good Eitzah for him is? Tztoko. Tztoko Tatzel Mimoves. So how could you go now and tell this person that he doesn't have a right before he dies to establish a keren that is going to give him schusim in the next world? He says, I want to ask you a question. It's true that a man's son comes before his daughter, and the daughter comes before the father, and the father comes before the brother. But he himself, Zichah, comes before his sons. There's no question he comes first. So if he's doing something that's going to benefit him, there's no question that you don't have a right to say that. Had you have a right to make your son lose for you, for me, of course I'm allowed to do it. I'm doing it for myself. So he says, this person, Zokhtar Chasam Sofer, number one, was an Eloi Bonim. And because he was an Eloi Bonim, for him to be able to go ahead and give tzedakah is going to help him from the Yoin Evra that he needs to worry about. That Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said in Bava Basra, Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis, Kol She'ina Miniach Ben Liyarsha Kadosh Baruch Hu Moli Olav Evra. In addition, he was willing to give something to the Yarshim. That was the tshuva. The tshuva was where he was willing to give whatever was left over to the Yarshim. And according to the Tashbitz, that's enough that there shouldn't be a chsarn of avaris nachlo. So between the two things, the Chassam Sofer gives this yid a bracha, and he tells him there's nothing to talk about. You have every right to do what you want to do. The Rav, you could be chaysim, you could be the aid, you could be the Sofer, the dayan. There's absolutely going to be no issues. The Pischei Tshuva in Simen Reish Pei Beis, Boisif Echad, brings this Chassam Sofer. He quotes the entire Chassam Sofer, but he has one fundamental kash on the Chassam Sofer. He says the Chassam Sofer made back of the envelope arithmetic over there. He took a chiddush from Bava Basra, Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, that the Issa Avaris Nachla is true not only if you're giving it to a random person, but even if you are Makdash, even if you give it to stuff. He took out Ksubas, Nun Beis, Nun Gimel, that the Issa Avaris Nachla is true even if you're going to give Mitzvah's Mechasim. He combined the two and he said if a person wants to give some of his Mechasim to Tztaka, B'yoy Moisa, he's not going to do it. There's going to be a problem with Avaris Nachla. He had to come on to the Tashbitz. He had to come on to Eitzes to make it work. But without all those Eitzes, really, he had a problem. Freik the Pischei Tshuva. Chassam Sofer forgot one more Gemara. A Gemara that's relative to this discussion. It's a well-known Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtus Ksubis, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is talking about Mar Ukva. The Gemara says Mar Ukva was a big Baal Tztaka, but he didn't just give Tztaka, he was a Matan Beseser. The Gemara tells incredible stories about the Matan Beseser, the Batznei Leches, of how Mar Ukva used to give Tzedakah. Says the Gemara that when Rav Ukva was dying, Kikonicha Nafshei Amar, he said, Aisili Chushmanoi de Tzedakah. I want you to bring my ledger, see how much Tzedakah I gave. Ashkach Tavik Siv Beis, he saw that it said on the ledger, Shivas Alfei Dinri Siyanki. That's how much Tzedakah he gave. Amar. So he krechts, he says, Zavda Kalila V'Urcha Rechikta. I have to travel now, such a far journey, such a long odyssey. And I have such little luggage to take along with me. This is what's going to baglight me. Shivas, Alfi, Dinri, Suanki. So this is Mar Ukva, one of the Gedoyli Amiram, who the Gemara talks about his tzedakah was legendary. But he felt that it's not enough tzedakah tatzel mimavas to save him, Medina Shal Gehenim. Come, he got up, bizbizeh lepal gememoyne. So he wrote a check on the spot to his foundation. He said, half of my money I'm giving to tzedakah right now. Fake the Gemara, hechi avid hachi. How can Mar Ukva write such a big check? Vam Rabbi Lo, beushes, kino mevazim zayivazim. That's only when you're alive. Why? Because maybe you're going to lose your money. But once he's dying anyways, so there's no chash that he's going to be an ani, he's now going to become a nitzrach. So there's no reason that he should have to conform to the Takanas Usha. Takanas Usha was talking about a bari. But a shchivmer, a person that's dying anyways, he's not included in the Takanas Usha. The Pischei Tshuva, forget about how Mevazviz Ayyavazviz Yesi Mechaymesh, that Takonas Usha. I have a bigger problem. He was being Maver Nachla. How do he have a right, B'yoy Moisoy, to go ahead and give away his Nechasim? Zok, the Pischei Tshuva, you know what the Teretz is? He was giving it to Tztokah. Aye, you see from Bava Basra, Kuflam and Gimel Amabez that the Issa Avaris Nachla applies even when you're giving Tztokah. Says the Pischei Tshuva, you have to say that the Chassam Sofer's arithmetic was wrong. It's true. You see in Bava Basra, Kuf Lamed Gimel that if you give Tztaka, it's Avaris Nachla. You see in Ksuvas Nun Beis Nun Gimel that if you give some of your Nechasim, it's also Avaris Nachla. Chassam Sofer assumed, if that's true, 1 plus 1 equals 2. If you give Mikzas Nechasov to Tztaka, it's going to be Avaris Nachla. Zok the Pischei Tshuva. That's what you see in this Gemara. That the Chassam Sofer is Nishkerech. That Mikzas Nechasov to Aploini, that Enochinami would be a problem. Kol nechasav litztaka would be a problem, but miktas nechasav litztaka, that in and of itself would not be an issue. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe. It's Chesha Mishpat Chelik Beis Simin Nun. The tshuva was written in Chodesh Kislev 1964. Tovshin Chavav. So he was asked a shayla shalti bedvar echot sheyesh lo shloish avanim. The man who had three sons. Shnayim mehem einam shoyim retayra. Two of them were not Shemri Torah. They gam mechalu leShabbos befarhesio. They ain mechanchen as bneiim uvneiseim leTorah leMitzvot. Ubashal echad. In fact, one of this man's son's daughters, Niseis leNachri, intermarried. VeKol yotza shegam nishm. She's a red. She's shmatzich. VeKibla dasa. VeChol akoydem moisei roiv nechasav letzaka. This man, before he died, he gave most of his nechasim to tzedakah. Umina es haben hashoyim v'teira. The one son he has that is a shoyim v'teira. Sheyi hamashkiach al kiyam matzava. V'cholak l'chol echad mibonav. Each one of his sons got $1,000. $1,000. In the 60s, it was worth V'gam lahanechodim chalak eizasach. It even gave the einaklach a little bit, but tonight kishe yisu v'yinosu liyehudim. As long as they agree to marry yidin. V'gam kol abonim heim ashirim ba'atzman. His sons happened to be ashirim anyways. Ba'ishu gadol she'in tzoyruch lehem lemoyis ha'yerusha. They don't need the Yerusha. If shaper of it. And this is the Shaul's question. He wants to know from Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Poisek Hadar, what this person did, is it okay or is it not okay? What's the tzad? It shouldn't be okay. Havaras nachla, ar sugyo. Maybe this is something that's not fine. Says Rav Moshe, you see the way a god ladar, two zadarach an inyan. Number one, Aleph, the Tashbitz. The Tashbitz was mechadish, that as long as you leave over a dover chashuv to the Yorshim, that's enough to bypass Havaras Nachla. And even though the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva asked a festikash on the Tashbitz, and even though the Chassam Sofer was made, he didn't know Pashup Shad in this Tashbitz, but he was Mevatel Daiter to the Tashbitz. No? So that becomes the Halach. Poisek Hador in the 19th century, the Chassam Sofer paskin like the Tashbitz. So the Poisek Hador in the 20th century, Moshe Feinstein says, I'm also going to paskin like the Tashbitz. So at the end of the day, we can rely on the Tashbitz. Now, what was the Tashbitz's Shir Chashev? 4 Zuzim. Says, no, 4 Zuzim, you have to work out the inflation, but $1,000 is probably not less chashev than 4 Zuzim. So at first glance, he definitely was able to fa'en for that. But then, Rav Moshe goes through the Chassam Sofer's Shuva, and he says 2 interesting things. He says, number one, Vine letama Chassam Sofer came up with a whole patent. His patent was that in his case, his Shaila, the man who died didn't have any children. And the Chassam Sofer felt that being that he didn't have any children, there's a special kula. What's the kula? Because Bava Basakuf designed him a called She'in Menich Ben Liyoshoi. Hashem gets angry. Gehenim. And stuck with Tatsum Mimavis from Gehenim. So it makes sense that this person has a right to look out for himself. So true, you can't put your daughter before your son. You can't put your other son before one son. But you yourself, Zichah, come before your son. Says Rav Moshe, what he's saying makes a lot of sense. It's Pasha that makes a lot of sense. But I'll read it to you inside. Vini Letamach Sam Sofer, Shekivan Sheschus Mitzvah Stuck. So that he is number one in the pecking order. He certainly comes before his Yarshim. Then that cheshbon should be true even if he did have sons. There was no one greater than Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Rabbi Moshe? From Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai's times until today, there was certainly no one greater than Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. And you see how afraid he was of Gehenim. The Gemara says, right? He was crying because he wasn't sure. Shnei drachim, he doesn't know where he's going to end up. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, the greatest person to live in the last 2,000 years, says Rabbi Moshe, he was worried about Anshin Shal Gehenim. So he doesn't understand. Pashup Shan the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer came up with a whole Gemara. Bava Basra, Kufta Zayin, Bava Basra, Dafyot, that someone who doesn't have sons, he needs staka. And someone that has sons doesn't need staka. But he's for sure going to be good. Chiluk Shalach Chassam Sofer, Tzarech Yin Gadol. V'yesh Lismaich Ledina, says Ramosha, Sha'af Mishi Yesh Loibonim. Yochel Lechalik Nechasov Litztaka. U'mitzvah Ka'avit. Ach Sheyaniach, Dover Chashav Lebana, Vuli Yarshav. Kehod, the Dalit Zuzim. Bezman Hagoyim, Kedagasafti Lil. V'af Belo Yeris Gehenim. Imroitzel Lehoisiv Schuyois. Nami Utoiv. Let's see, he's not worried about Gehenim. He doesn't have such pachad from Gehenim, but he still wants more schosim. It's something he's also allowed to do. As long as he's doing it not to be Mavr Nachla. He's doing it for himself. Oh, you're doing it for yourself? To the extent that you're doing it for yourself, there's no question that that's going to be good. And then Rav Moshe says a third thing that's important to take out of this shuva. This shoyl that asked the shayla had sons that were mechalei Shabbos befarhesya. Says Rav Moshe, that's already a whole different story. Says why? The Gemara says that you're not going to be maver nachla from a bra tava to a bra bisha. But says Rav Moshe, that's poshet. That when we talk about a bra bisha, we don't mean someone that's a mechal Shabbos befarhesia. You know what it means? The enoy zohir kol kach b'mitzvos. Doesn't wear a benu tam's tefillin. Aval hu maimen b'Hashem u b'tayrosoi u mechanech es bonov l'leches b'tayros Hashem v'lishmer mitzvosov. Shebozeh yesh vaday sofik. There's a tzad de yifku minei zara ma'alyo. Like the Gemara added in Ksubis daf nun beis. Va'afen hu choytei hayoyser god b'adam l'chaveri k'mas. Listen to this. Even if this person is the biggest choyte when it comes to b'adam l'chaveri, like the moiser, He's on the top of the mountain, the Moser. Kiven dehu nizib edvarm shem adam lemakoyim. Being that he's careful when it comes to adam lemakoyim, mechanich has banav l'tayru l'mitzvahis, l'chein yesh safik l'zara ma'alyo, kidi isa, b'soyf bava kamo, kuf yates lemanav. What's he referring to? He's referring to a Gemara that says, you let her kill a Moser, but you can't steal his money. You can kill him, but you can't take his money. Why? It makes no sense. The Gemara says, because if you kill him, that's him. It's between you and him. That's just between the two of us. It's business. But if you take away his money, his children are going to be affected. And maybe he's going to have Nindamayli. So Ramosha says, you see, a Moiser, we had it sad. Maybe we'll have Nindamayli. You know why? Because at the end of the day, he's Mimachanach his kids. There's a Shabbos table. He sends them to good yeshivas. He supports them in Koil. Now, it just so happens, this guy's a mobster. You don't want to do business with him. Beseder. But at the end of the day, as it relates to his kids, being that he is being Mechanach them, there's a good chance that it's going to play itself out. Aval hamum marim lechal shabbos is befarhesya. Va'oivrim al yisurei toira. Ve'mechanchen has b'neim l'toiro mitzvois. Ein lehistapik bizarim ma'alyo. There's no reason to have a tzad that maybe. Va'av she'iru lefam. It happens. Shagam mumu marim l'shabbos u'lechol ha'toira nofik ben shoyim ha'toira. Vaday hurak miut shaloi matzoi. Ve'in lochish lozeh. Shalochein vaday rashoi loy rak litein l'tztaka. Ela af litein l'acherim rashoi. Ve'n ruach hachamim noicha mimenu. Ve'gam zoch l'atoiv. Shebezeh loy yafligo arshim. Gevaldig. He goes on. It's mamish dvarim neflam. It's chayshem mishpat chelik beis. It's masuk midvash simen nun. We're a moishah tuza darach tazinyan. So he says, as relates to this shayla that he was asked. Number one, the tashbit. He says, number two, I hold that when it comes to giving tzedakah, you have the chsam seifish tikkul Torah that he had on the misha in my bottom. And number three, there's no isavaris nachleher anyways, because you're dealing with mechal shabbos befar hesia. You're dealing with people that there's no chance is going to be a benin demayli. And even though bava baser kuflam and gimlam and base didn't say anything about benin demayli, but ksubis nun gimlam and alf did say it. That's the whole yisoid of the brabisha, because it's a tzad, you don't know who your nachas is going to come from. Here, you know your nachas is not coming from there. And even if it could be, you will. It's something that's leshchiach. He calls it a you're zocher latoyev. In this case, there's nothing to talk about. That's what you should do. It's interesting. Rav Moshe has another tshuva. It's printed one tshuva earlier in the Igros Moshe, but it was actually written 13 years later. It was Chodesh Iyar Tovshin Lamites, and over there, the shaila was where there was a person who was writing a will. He had no sons, but he had mishpacha that were bnei Torah. And mishpacha that weren't bnei Torah. So maybe it's nephews, cousins. He had mishpacha that was sitting and learning, mishpacha that weren't. And he wanted to know how to write his will. His gut was that he should maybe show some, he should give maybe more to his family members that are sitting and learning. The shaila was how to do it. So Rav Moshe goes through it, and here Rav Moshe actually literally devises the will for him. He tells him like this. He says, you can't be maver nachla. So if your closest Yerush is a ninth cousin, he has to get it. You have to give him a shir chashev. Here he says the shir chashev is you should give him a chaymish. It's interesting. That tshuva 13 years earlier, he said $1,000. He says you should give him 1/5. So take whatever the estate is, 1/5 you should give to your yarshim. As it relates to the other 4/5, he says 2/3 of it you should give to your bnei mishpacha that are sitting and learning. And he says, even if they're not aniyim, it doesn't matter. As long as they can use the money and they'll be able to live a little bit more berevach, that's already enough of a reason to be partial towards them. As it relates to the other third, he says that you should give tzedakah, that you should give to Moses. Either way, that's how Rav Moshe paskin the salacha. But we're not done here. We're not done here. There's just one other very important caveat to this whole shmooze. And that is the famous Shtar Chatzi Zohar. I don't know if you're familiar with the term Shtar Chatzi Zohar, but the Shtar Chatzi Zohar is the Shtar that's used bizmanenu by most Batei Dinim when people sit down and they want to write a will al pi chukei ha-Torah, and they want that their daughters, for example, this is where it's most practical, should yarshin alongside their sons without running into issues of havaras nachla. So what they do is they write a shtar, and the shtar is called the shtar chatzi zachar. Again, what's the issue? The issue is a man has boys, he has girls. He's writing his will. Al pidinei Torah, only his sons are supposed to yarshin. His daughters aren't supposed to yarshin. To be maver nachla, thus is garnish pashit. So the question is there a way to go ahead and make this work? Now, at first glance, you're going to tell me the Tashbitz. That's the Eitzah. The Eitzah, without a question, would be the Tashbitz. But if you go back historically, the Ramah already quotes the Shtar Chatzi Zohar, you find that there was another Eitzah that was used. And the Shtar Chatzi Zohar goes something along this line. It's similar to a Heter Iska. It's similar to the Prosbol. It's similar to a Shtar Mechira that people use for business on Shabbos. It's a very similar concept. Again, the mechanics aren't similar, but the spirit of it is similar. Basically, the father writes a shtar chayv to his daughter, or daughters, and says that I am obligating myself to give you X amount of dollars. And the X amount of dollars is going to be a lot more than what the father's worth. So let's say the father, when he dies, is going to be worth $1 million. He's going to give his daughter $2 million. He says, $2 million you get. Not giving it to you today. When are you getting it? It's a shtar chayv that's going to come due sha'achas koydim misasi. So 1 hour before I die, this chayv is going to go into effect. So it has no practical bearing as long as the father's alive, because it doesn't go into effect until sha'achas koydim misasi. So when the father dies, if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock that same day, that's when the father suddenly had an obligation to give the daughters $2 million. Now, when the father dies, his son's yarshin. They yarshin the assets, and they yarshin the liabilities. They yarshin the chayv. So now the daughter can go over to the sons and say, one second, you yarshin, this yarish, really? Take a look at this piece of paper. Have it notarized. You owe me $2 million. So there's a caveat. The caveat is, we tell the sons, that if you're willing to give the daughters a chelek of the Yerusha, then I'm willing to be meichel, I'll be mevata the shtar chayv. And this is how they end up getting it. Now, why is it called a shtar chatzi zachar? The reason it's called a shtar chatzi zachar is because the way the shtaris were written once upon a time was they would give the girl half of what the boy was entitled to. So based on the Yerusha, in this case of $1 million, so this man had 10 sons, let's say, each son was going to get $1 million, then you would have worked it out for the daughter to get $500,000. So we didn't want her to get exactly what the boy was going to get, but we did it in a way, we retrofitted it in a way where she was going to end up getting half of what the boy was supposed to get. The question is was it dafka that way, or was it not dafka that way? So it's interesting, the Chassam Sofer, again, in two tshuvas, suggests that it was done bedafka that way, that the Chachamim bedafka wanted it to be done that way. He says in a tshuva, in Evin Ezra, it's Chelek Aleph, tshuva Kuf Mem Zayin, he discusses the Shtar Chatzi Zocha Barichos. He says that at the end of the day, as much as we're willing to go ahead now and create the Shtar Chatzi Zocha so the daughter should be able to yashin, the same way the sons are going to yashin, but on some level, we would like to conform to the basic halachas of nachlis. And being that a nachlis is a musik, that Yerush A, who has preferential rights, gets pishnayim over Yerush B. The Bechor gets pishnayim. The Chachamim wanted, in the spirit of following the laws of Yerusha, give the Zohar pishnayim of what the Nekeva gets. And that's why the Nekeva, when she gets her chelik, she gets chatzi Zohar, she gets half. To be Mekayim, the spirit of Yerusha, which is that the better Yerush ends up getting Pishnayim. Interesting. Additionally, says Chassam Sofer, if you look at the Nuschois of the Shtar Chatzi Zohar, it says that there are two things that are excluded from the Shtar. Karka, real estate, that's number one. Incidentally, there's a tshuva from Rabbi Kiva Eger where he donned a house. A house. Is that real estate in Halacha, or is that not real estate in Halacha? So Tzugi is in Shas, where if it was kavoy, it looks like chakakai, chakakai looks like kavoy, but it comes up in random parts of halacha. This is, it's true, prefab units. This is real halacha lemaisa, because if a man leaves over real estate and it's excluded from the shtar chatzi zacher, kechapa nafkamina. But either way, so Kivega discussed it in the tshuva, but that was one thing that was excluded. The other thing that was excluded was svarim. Says the Chassam Sofer, Dava Nifla. Why was karka excluded? So he says he thinks the reason is as follows. Because there's one halacha lemaisa example of Yerusha in the Torah. That's Parshas Pinchas. That's the Bnei Slavchad, right? The Bnei Slavchad, they said, Laman Yigara, they wanted the Yashin. What was that Yerusha discussing? Karka. They were talking about their Chelek and Eretz Yisrael. Says the Chassam Sofer, we know the Taz. The Taz says that even though the Chacham have a right to make takonas fin hain pizmargin, but they cannot make a takona that goes against a dover hamifurish b'tayr. It's for that reason that the Chacham warned Goyz Hashem Yisach and Kleshir, says the Taz, that you shouldn't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's for the same reason Mila, we don't say, is not Doicha Shabbos. I like to make a Gzeira Shevi Yavirenu, you're going to carry the Tinoik, or you're going to carry the Zemel. We don't pass it like Rabbi Eliezer the Mila. These are all Dvarim Amu for Rosh HaTayr. If something is Mefurish B'Tayr, you can't go against it. We spoke at Shavuos night, the Kasha from the Achreinim. The how could Rabbeinu Gershon have made a Takana not to marry two wives? Vaya, it's going to be, if somebody has two wives, Achas Ahuva, V'Achas Asnua. See, you see, the Torah clearly talks about two wives, and the Achreinim are bothered. It's a real Kasha. The how could Rabbeinu Gershon have made it such a Takana? In that same spirit, the Torah talks mefurish about Yerusha's karka. If the Torah talks mefurish about Yerusha's karka, you can't go ahead and violate Yerusha's karka by making the shtar chatzi zocher. Metaltalin, I'm not so troubled by, because it's not mefurish in the Torah. And even though, of course, it's a din d'oraisa, of course, you're allowed to be mevatel din d'oraisa. Chum have a right to do that if they feel it's the right thing to do, b'shev al taisa, etc., etc. The Taz was mechadish, however, if it's mefurish by Torah, then you can't. Yerusha's karka says the Chasam Sofer is mefurish b'Torah. We're in the parsha of the Bnai Slavchad. If it's mefurish b'Torah, the parsha of the Bnai Slavchad. Over here, you're going to have to be a little bit different. So either way, the Chasam Sofer clearly understood that the Shtar Chatzi Zocher is real, meaning you're supposed to take it literally, and it's dafka the Shtar Chatzi Zocher. There's another tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. We won't go through this tshuva, but this is in Kuf Nun Gimel in Chesha Mishpat. And over there, the Shaila begins as follows. He says, Nigi l'yoyim hei he'ovar b'voyi mi merchatz baden. Says, I came back from the Merchitz in Baden. Matzasi noya mechtavi b'tei chamoin igres rabbis. He says, I came back, I checked my mail. So you can imagine what the inbox of the Chasam Sofer looked like. So he goes through all his mail, v'ro'isi, and he says, I found your shayla. And your shayla was, ki hai gavra kol magamasa, listen to this, lahashveis yirushas abonim sem abonim. You're writing the tzava, and you're going to follow the halacha. So it is a Talmud Chacham, and there's nothing to talk about that he's probably writing a shtarchat something. He's doing this in the proper way. But his intent is he wants that when this man dies, the daughter should be able to yarshin just like the sons. Says the Chasam Sofer, being that that is your kivun, that's your intention, I want to have nothing to do with it. It's something that I am not willing to do. This meaning, Chasam Sofer knew this concept. Chasam himself writes tshuvas aruchas about the shtar chatzi zocher, but that's chatzi zocher. He wasn't interested in getting involved with Hai Gavra, which kol magamase was lahashveis Yerushalayim habonis and habonah. The bottom line, however, is the poiskim are okay and they hold that it's slav dafka chatzi zocher, even though there is such a Chasam Sofer. What the poiskim basically advise people to do is to give some preferential treatment to the ben, so that on some level there is a chelik where you are going to be mekayim the laws of Yerusha. You have the tashbits to rely on anyways, but as it relates to the shtar chatzi zocher doesn't have to be dafka. You could go beyond the shtar chatzi zocher as well. But I just want to conclude with one last point, and that is, at the end of the day, the shtar chatzi zocher was a way to make it work. Meaning it's a nice patent, it's a chayv. The chayv is nimchal, similar to the heteriska, right? If you remember how when we talked through the mechanics of heteriska, similar type ideas. But the question is, at the end of the day, it violates the spirit of what the chachamim wanted. The chachamim said, "Ein ruach chachamim noichemenu." Okay, so there's a tashbetz, but this sounds like it's bigger than the tashbetz. It predates the tashbetz. The question is, this shtar chatzi zocher, why weren't the chachamim worried? Why does the Ramah quote in Shulchan Aruch so many times? Ebn Ezra Simon Tzadik, this place where the Ramah brings this star, Bezer Nusach, Shtar Chatzi Zocher. Chachamim seem to have no issue with it. L'chayra, what's this? So the Maram Mintz in a tshuva, and the Chasam Sofer in an art as well. Shneim Nischavnu Kemat L'Dover Echad. And they say that the precedence for this is the Ksuvas Min Dichrin. Again, we spoke about the Ksuvas Min Dichrin Friday. We spoke about it again today. That you see, the Chachamim were worried. Chachamim wanted that when a girl gets married, she should bring a Nadin into her family. And the reason is kedei sheyikvetzu ba'anoshim, because Yosh Sirmi Masha Ishra Itzel Lisa Ha'isha Itzel Nase, and it was difficult very often for women to get married. And if a woman didn't get married, you know, she didn't have job opportunities like she has today. She didn't have equal rights like she has today in some parts of the world, and it was difficult. Nobody can fend for her. She was vulnerable. People could start up with her physically. She needed a shomer. That's why Ketanis used to get married, so they would have somebody to take care of them. Bottom line is a woman needed someone to take care of her. And in order to incentivize men to marry women, if she would come in with a nadin, there's no question that that would help the situation. The resume would look a lot shinier. It would look a lot better. So the Chachamim wanted that she should have a nadin. A fazoivait, that they were maver nachlo on some level. called with ksubas ben dechrin, and they made other takanas as well. You had the iser nuchaisa, you had habanos yizaynu v'abanim yachzur al apsachim, the takanashum. There were many takanas throughout. Remember the takanashum, Rabbeinu Tam's takana. There were many takanas throughout the generations where the chachamim did things kidei sheyikvetzu ba'anoshim. So says the Maral Mintz in a tshuva, and says the Chasam Sofer, he believes it's for that reason the chachamim came up with the shtar chatzizaka. Because they felt that if one day a woman will be a Yereshes Nachla, she'll yashin her father, it will make her more financially appealing to potential suitors, and it would give her a better opportunity to get married. Chasam Sofer adds one hisafa, he's Moisef Neufich, like we like to say. And that is, he says, that the Ga'onim already talk about, there was a tkufa where the Chachamim were mevatel ksubas ben dechrin. So he says, it could be that Shtar Chatzizacha was nernished, reinstating the ksubas ben dechrin. There was once a ksubas ben dechrin anyway. So they weren't even being mechadish anything. All they were doing was reinstating the ksubas ben dechrin. Either way, I see it got late early. So, Mr. Shem, we have more to talk about. We'll pick up on this note tomorrow, but this is just the basic raw halacha, just having an understanding of the iser, havaras nachla, mixas nechasim, tzedakah, children that are not shomer Torah mitzvahs, son to a daughter, shtar chatzizachar. Again, this is a sugya, that's rechavim min edam. We had about a half hour or so to go through some high level highlights, but Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up more on this tomorrow.